Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Mike Radish, an Australian correspondent based in Jerusalem reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Friday, the 8th of May, 2026 at 17:45 Israel time, 14:45 UTC. US, Iran trade fire in Hormuz as Trump insists ceasefire holds, May 8th, 14:45 UTC, 17:45 Israel. Bottom line up front, the US-Iran ceasefire was severely tested overnight as U.S. Navy destroyers transiting the Strait of Hormuz came under Iranian missile and drone attack, prompting U.S. retaliatory strikes on Keshem Island and Bandar Abbas. President Trump downplayed the exchange as a love tap and insisted the ceasefire remains intact, but Iran accused the U.S. of breaching the truce. The tempo of direct kinetic exchange has spiked sharply, shifting the protagonist set from Iran versus the UAE to a direct U.S.-Iran naval engagement. Meanwhile, Hezbollah launched rockets at the Western Galilee and Haifa Bay area and explosive drones that wounded three Israeli soldiers near the Lebanon border, and Iran seized the oil tanker Ocean Koi in the Gulf of Oman. Across the regional picture, in Iran, the IRGC Navy and regular Navy executed a coordinated cruise missile and combat drone salvo against U.S. guided missile destroyers, according to Iranian state media. CENTCOM confirmed U.S. forces intercepted what it called unprovoked attacks and responded with self-defense strikes on Keshem Island and Bandar Abbas. Iranian opposition sources circulated imagery purporting to show the Bandar Abbas attack. Foreign Minister Araghchi called the U.S. actions a ceasefire violation and said Iran delivered a heavy slap in response. The Iranian Navy seized the tanker Ocean Koi under a Supreme National Security Council resolution, claiming it was attempting to disrupt Iranian oil exports. Iran's UN envoy reiterated that the only solution for the Strait of Hormuz is a permanent end to the war and lifting of the maritime blockade. On the diplomatic track, Iran has not formally responded to the latest U.S. ceasefire proposal, and officials indicate a large divide remains. Iran also rejected a UN Security Council resolution on the Strait of Hormuz as politically motivated. Domestically, Iran's internet shutdown entered its 70th day. Civil activist Leila Jafalu was reported missing after arrest in Zanjan, and the Chief Justice vowed decisive prosecution of unspecified offenders. In Lebanon, Hezbollah fired a barrage of rockets at the Western Galilee and Haifa Bay area on Friday afternoon. The IDF intercepted one rocket, the rest struck open areas with no injuries. The IDF said the attack constituted an additional violation of the ceasefire understandings. Three Israeli soldiers were wounded by explosive drones near the border, one seriously and two moderately in separate incidents. The Israeli Air Force struck a Hezbollah rocket launcher used in the barrage, and the IDF issued evacuation warnings to six villages in southern Lebanon, citing Hezbollah ceasefire violations. The IDF also warned it was preparing for possible further rocket fire. The Lebanese Health Ministry updated its cumulative toll since March 2nd to 2,759 killed and 8,512 injured. Israeli airstrikes were reported on Al-Abbasiya, Safad al-Batek, and Zaradia, with civilian casualties reported in Zaradia and Tura. A Hezbollah drone was found on a school roof in Nahariya. It was unclear when it crashed. Hezbollah issued multiple statements claiming attacks on Israeli military vehicles, troop gatherings, and a command site using loitering gliders and rockets. In Gaza, the IDF announced that reserve troops from the Negev Brigade completed a mission in the southern strip, dismantling eight underground tunnel routes, totaling more than 2.5 kilometers, including a tunnel belonging to the eastern Rafah terror infrastructure network. Separately, a Palestine marathon was held with 13,000 runners globally, framed as an act of unity and resilience. In the West Bank, Israeli settlers reportedly released livestock onto Palestinian lands in Sinjar, north of Ramallah. On the multilateral track, Iran's UN envoy rejected a Security Council resolution on the Strait of Hormuz, calling it politically motivated. The European Union attempted for the second time in 6 months to suspend its trade agreement with Israel, but a handful of member states blocked the move. Elsewhere, the anti-Israel Green Party won its first mayoralty, and the anti-immigrant Reform Party surged in UK local elections. Labour leader Keir Starmer said he would not resign despite losses. The new mayor of Hackney reportedly blocked a letter praising London police for their response to an anti-Semitic attack. Italy-US ties are strained as the Iran war dominates talks, with Rome balancing alliance commitments against domestic pressure and economic fallout. The UAE intercepted 2 ballistic missiles and 3 drones launched by Iran since midnight, with 3 people moderately wounded. The cumulative UAE toll since the war began is 13 killed and 230 injured. Satellite imagery revealed a suspected oil spill covering approximately 45 square kilometers near Iran's Karg Island export hub. And a prolonged war in Sudan threatens to worsen one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of direct US-Iran kinetic exchange has spiked sharply compared to the prior 7 days, which were dominated by diplomatic maneuvering and lower-level Iranian attacks on the UAE. The IRGC Navy and regular Navy executing a coordinated salvo against US destroyers marks a significant escalation from the previous pattern of Iranian strikes on Gulf Arab states. The US response struck Iranian military infrastructure on Kashm and Bandar Abbas, the first US kinetic action inside Iran since the ceasefire began. This represents a qualitative change in the conflict's center of gravity from peripheral Gulf states to the core US-Iran dyad. On the information environment, the US is pushing a narrative of calibrated restraint, with Trump framing the strikes as a love tap and insisting the ceasefire holds, aiming to project control. Iran is counterframing the US as the ceasefire violator, with Araqchi claiming a heavy slap in response. The gap between reporting and evidence is stark. U.S. claims of self-defense strikes are contradicted by Iranian opposition imagery of Bandar Abbas damage, while Iran's narrative of a heavy slap is undercut by the limited U.S. casualties reported. Hezbollah's framing of its attacks as retaliation for IDF strikes is being amplified by Al-Manar, but largely ignored by Western media, which focuses on the Hormuz exchange. And the synthesis, the Hormuz exchange, is less a ceasefire collapse than a violent renegotiation of its terms, with both sides using limited force to signal red lines without triggering a full-scale war. The US strikes, while escalatory, were calibrated to avoid mass casualties or critical infrastructure, mirroring Iran's own pattern of symbolic but deadly attacks on the UAE. The real danger is not a deliberate march to war, but a miscalculation. The seizure of the Ocean Koi suggests Iran is expanding its toolkit to include maritime coercion, which could entangle third-party shipping and draw in other navies. A counter-reading is that this is a prelude to a broader Iranian offensive, but the continued diplomatic track and Trump's dismissive rhetoric suggest both sides still prefer a managed conflict to an uncontrolled one. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual-lens predictions. 3 indicators to watch. 1. Check Sentinel-1 SAR imagery of Kashm Island and Bandar Abbas from the May 8, 1522 UTC ascending pass to assess damage to port infrastructure and naval facilities. 2. Monitor Flight Radar 24 for any U.S. Navy P-8A Poseidon orbits over the Strait of Hormuz in the next 24 hours, indicating persistent ISR coverage after the exchange. 3. Review the Lloyd's Maritime Intelligence Unit daily advisory for the Gulf of Oman and Strait of Hormuz for updated war risk ratings and any new navigation warnings following the Ocean Koi seizure. Now, the status quo lens. Within 48 hours, the US and Iran will exchange diplomatic messages reaffirming the ceasefire with no further direct military strikes. Within 24 hours, Hezbollah will launch at least 1 more rocket or drone salvo at northern Israel, but the IDF will not escalate to a large-scale ground operation. And the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 11th, with no resumption of direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens. Within 72 hours, Iran will seize a second commercial vessel in the Gulf of Oman, citing the maritime blockade, prompting a U.S. naval escort operation. Within 48 hours, Hezbollah will launch a precision-guided munition that causes mass IDF casualties, triggering an Israeli ground incursion into southern Lebanon. And within 24 hours, a U.S. Navy vessel will suffer a major missile strike causing significant casualties, leading to a U.S. strike on an IRGC naval base beyond Kashm, with low confidence. That concludes this SITREP. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Mike Radish, signing off from Jerusalem.